Well, that's that, said Thomas, shooting me a private I-told-you-so look. But it's not final, said Topaz quickly. I've been telling Simon it's just a fit of engagement nerves. Simon looked at his watch. Would you be too tired to start right away? He said to Topaz. You mean go after her? Oh, Simon, are you sure that's wise? I won't even see her if she doesn't want me to. You can talk to her first, but I must know a little more than I do now. Of course I'll come then. Let me just have a word with Mortmain first. She moved towards the kitchen stairs, but I got in front of her. It's no use going up, I said. What is it? What are you hiding from me? She was so scared that she forgot to be a contralto. I said hastily, He's perfectly all right, but he's not upstairs. It's good news, really, Topaz. You'll be terribly pleased. Then Thomas took over and said calmly, We locked him up in Belmont Tower to make him work, and if we're to believe him, we've done the trick. I thought he had put it with admirable clearness, but Topaz asked a great many frantic questions before she took it in. When she finally did, her rage was terrific. You've killed him! She screamed. Well, he was alive and kicking last night, I said. Wasn't he, Thomas? Not kicking, said Thomas. He quite settled down. No sound came from the tower as we climbed the mound. Now don't go yelling that you're coming to rescue him, I said to Topaz. You know what it's like being wakened up suddenly. If he ever does wake... I could have slapped her, partly for being at her most bogus, and partly because I was nervous myself. Still no sound when we got to the foot of the steps. Give me the key, Topaz whispered to Thomas. I don't want to face it alone. If you're not careful, you'll face it headfirst down 15 feet, he told her. Let Cassandra and me get the door open and the ladder fixed, and then you can descend like a ministering angel. The ministering angel idea fetched her. All right, but let me be the first one he sees. We got the door open almost noiselessly. Then I shone the torch down into the blackness. Father was lying on the bed, so utterly still that for a moment I was terrified. Then a little curling snore relieved my mind, and my spirits rose still more when I shone the torch on the rustic table. As well as the big pile of unused paper, there were 4 small ones, carefully weighted down with stones. Thomas and I lowered the ladder quietly. Holding the lantern as high as she could, Topaz cried, Mortmain, I've come to rescue you. It's Topaz, Mortmain, you're safe. Father shot up into a sitting position, gasping, Great God, what's happened? Then she swooped onto him, and the bed went down, wallop, its head and front very nearly meeting over them. Choking with laughter, Thomas and I dodged out of sight and down the steps. We waited in the courtyard until we saw the lantern coming down the mound. Topaz was hanging onto Father's arm. I heard her say, Lean on me, Mortmain, lean on me. Are you all right, Father? I called brightly. My dear young jailers, said Father rather exhaustedly, Yes, I think I shall survive, if Topaz will stop treating me as if I were both princes in the tower. As we went into the kitchen, Topaz hung back, grabbed my arm, and did one of her most endearing quick changes into hard-headedness. Cut back and see what he's written, she whispered. We dashed up the mound. Luckily, I still had Simon's torch. Heavens, this is a thrilling moment. As we stood in front of the rustic table, perhaps one day I shall be describing it in Father's biography. Thomas took the stone off the first pile of paper. He snatched the top sheet off, then let out a gasp of astonishment.